From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. A Justice Department report says the police response to unrest in Ferguson, Missouri last summer offers lessons in how not to handle mass demonstrations. The report warns that such problems could happen in other places, roiled by mistrust between law enforcement and the community. The report is due to be released today, but the Associated Press obtained a copy in advance. It adds detail to a draft version made public in June. The report portrays poor community police relations, ineffective communication among the more than 50 law enforcement agencies that responded, police orders that infringed upon First Amendment rights, and military-style tactics that antagonized demonstrators. Several law enforcement agencies whose actions were studied say they've made improvements in the last year and have learned from the event. The Missouri Attorney General's office says a home security company accused of misleading consumers has to pay $50,000 to Missouri customers. The Attorney General's office said yesterday in a release that the Utah-based Vivint Incorporated has agreed to pay $50,000 to 50 Missouri consumers affected by the company's deceptive business practices. Vivint also has to pay $15,000 in civil penalties. The Attorney General's office says consumers complained to the office about Vivint salespeople supplying misleading information about the company's services and contracts. The settlement also requires Vivint to take other steps, including disciplining salespeople who don't give accurate information in their door-to-door sales pitches. The architects of a new football stadium in St. Louis are planning an arena that will offer more than just football games. Eli Hoisington, with St. Louis-based HOK Architects, told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the stadium would have plazas, gardens, bike trails, a three-story brew pub, and an observation deck overlooking the Mississippi River. Hoisington and marketing principal Lance Cage say the design was influenced by the constraints of the site. For example, sunken nearby railways required bridges leading into the stadium, and the river made sound and light screens necessary. Governor Jay Nixon and the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority are trying to get a new stadium built for the Rams to stop owner Stan Kroenke from moving the team to Los Angeles. The woman who would have been the only voter on a proposed sales tax increase for a downtown Columbia business district says she would have voted against the measure. The Business Loop 70 Community Improvement District Board decided Monday not to hold the election since there would have only been one voter on the issue. The district had sought to raise about $220,000 through the half-cent sales tax increase. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Jen Henderson wasn't registered to vote in November, when the district's boundaries were drawn to exclude any residential areas. Leaders of the district had overlooked a University of Missouri-owned guest house where she lived. Henderson, who registered to vote in February, says she would block a tax hike for as long as possible. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.